The best of both worlds is to take a positive memory from your past and put a scripture on it. I was talking to Tom Wilson, the guy I work out with every day, and he was showing me that he grew up on a farm in Nebraska, and he took this beautiful picture of the pathway down from his old house, and at the bottom, he wrote a scripture on, "I will follow your paths, O Lord." That's combining a beautiful memory with the Word of God, and that double reinforces it in his mind. You can rewire your brain. You can. It's a choice.
Hello, and thanks for joining us here on Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. Today we continue in our series called God's Prescription for a Healthy Life. In it, Pastor Rick Warren will show you how to improve your health physically, spiritually, relationally, and emotionally by applying the five essentials needed for a more vibrant life. If you want to have what it takes to live out your calling, stay with us for this amazing series. But first, if you're looking for the right combination of daily inspiration and encouragement to finally achieve the healthy lifestyle you've longed for, you need the new Daniel Plan 365-day devotional. It's a great way to start your busy day, and you can find out all about it by going to PastorRick.com right now while you listen to today's broadcast. Or you can just text the word DAILY to 99000 to find out more. That's PastorRick.com, or just text the word DAILY to 99000. Right now, here's Pastor Rick with the final part of a message called Winning with the Hand You're Dealt.
I want you to write this down in your outline. I am a product of my past, but I'm not a prisoner of it. I am a product of my past. Yeah, it has influenced me. My chemistry, my connections, my circumstances, they've all influenced me. I'm a product of my past, but I am not a prisoner of it, and I can be different. And that leads me to number four, and this is a big one, the fourth choice. I can choose what I think about. Now, I can't choose what other people say about me or what they say to me, but I can choose what I continue to allow in my mind. Yourself is created by your memories. You know, I've studied this for years. I'm fascinated with the brain since I was born with a brain dysfunction and has forced me to be dependent upon God. Your memories actually come from two different parts of your brain. Now, the bad memories, the painful memories, the memories of shame, the memories of guilt, the memories of anger, the memories of embarrassment, they're all up there in the amygdala. Your happy memories are in another part. You know what? Those other memories, they're never going away, but you can overwrite them. You can overwrite them. And I can choose what I think about. Yourself is created by your memories, and your memories are created by your mental habits, the way you choose to think. Every time you think a thought, it creates an electrical current across your brain. It's kind of like if I were able to take the top of my head off and show you, if I think a thought, every time I think that same thought, it's kind of like this, okay? Kind of looks like me, doesn't it? Okay? That thought, the electrical current goes across your brain. When you think a thought, it creates a pattern. You think it again, a bigger pattern. When you think a thought 1,000 times, it creates a rut. Some of you have a Grand Canyon of doubt in your mind. Some of you have a Grand Canyon of depression in your mind. Now, for years, there wasn't a whole lot of hope that anything could happen, because for years, science has taught us, in fact, the entire 20th century, everybody thought that the adult brain could not be changed. This is standard. You read any science textbook, that your brain was pretty much formed as a child in infancy, and then became much more, a little more formed in childhood. And by the time you got to be an adolescent, your brain was pretty much shaped and formed. And for the entire 20th century, people basically believed the adult brain cannot be changed. But then a guy won the 2002 Nobel Prize in neurobiology for proving that you can rewire the adult brain. You can change your brain. It is elastic, it is not in concrete, and your brain can change, and it can be rewired regardless of what's happened in your past. You can change. Now, it's great that science in 2002 finally caught up with the Bible. Because 2,000 years earlier, in Romans 12, God said this: don't copy the behavior and customs of this world, the habits and their pattern of thinking, but let God transform you, change your mind, change your brain, transform you. You know what that word transform is in Greek? Metamorphosis. It's the Greek word metamorphosis. It's what a cocoon goes through to become a butterfly. Let God turn you from a caterpillar to a butterfly. Let God metamorphosize your brain. Let him transform you into a new person by changing the way you think. Change your brain, change your life. A member of our church, Daniel Amen, just wrote a book on that called Change Your Brain, Change Your Life. It's a good book. How do you do that? You must feed your brain with truth.
The rest of today's message is coming your way in just a few moments. But first, if you'd like to connect with Rick on Facebook, Twitter, or LinkedIn, go to PastorRick.com. That's PastorRick.com and click on his social media links. While you're there, be sure to sign up for his free Daily Hope email devotional and take a look at all the other helpful resources. Again, that's PastorRick.com.
Do you have trouble losing weight and keeping it off? Many of us do. Maybe you eat and eat, but never seem to feel truly satisfied. Instead of turning to food the next time that empty feeling comes around, why not turn to God's Word with the Daniel Plan 365-Day Devotional? It's packed with encouraging scripture passages, motivational tips, and special food for thought, along with a loving note from Rick Warren. The Daniel Plan 365-Day Devotional book helps strengthen your faith, which is essential to your health. Once you've begun doing the daily devotionals, you'll start to see that feeling truly full can only come from feasting on the Word of God. We'll send you the Daniel Plan 365-Day Devotional right away when you support Pastor Rick's Daily Hope with a financial gift. Go to PastorRick.com or call 800-600-5004. That's PastorRick.com with two R's in the middle. Or call 800-600-5004. And thanks for prayerfully considering making a financial gift to this ministry.
You're listening to Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. Once again, here's Pastor Rick Warren.
For years, science has taught us, in fact, the entire 20th century, everybody thought that the adult brain could not be changed. This is standard. You read any science textbook, that your brain was pretty much formed as a child in infancy and then became much more, formed in childhood. And by the time you got to be an adolescent, your brain was pretty much shaped and formed. And for the entire 20th century, people basically believed the adult brain cannot be changed. But then a guy won the 2002 Nobel Prize in neurobiology for proving that you can rewire the adult brain. You can change your brain. It is elastic. It is not in concrete. And your brain can change. And it can be rewired regardless of what's happened in your past. You can change. Now, it's great that science in 2002 finally caught up with the Bible. Because 2,000 years earlier, in Romans 12, God said this: don't copy the behavior and customs of this world, the habits and their pattern of thinking, but let God transform you, change your mind, change your brain, transform you. You know what that word transform is in Greek? Metamorphosis. It's the Greek word metamorphosis. It's what a cocoon goes through to become a butterfly. Let God turn you from a caterpillar to a butterfly. Let God metamorphosize your brain. Let him transform you into a new person by changing the way you think. Change your brain, change your life. A member of our church, Daniel Amen, just wrote a book on that called Change Your Brain, Change Your Life. It's a good book. How do you do that? You must feed your brain with truth. Whatever you feed your brain, garbage in, garbage out. Now, in your brain, you've got this scale between the negative and the positive. And everything in the world is put negative in your life. You're no good, you're worthless, You don't amount to much. You're not sexy. You're not coordinated. You're not smart. You're not athletic. Blah, 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 wah, 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 wah. And it's adding all these things. And on this scale, you're putting pebbles of truth, positive pebbles of truth on one side of your brain, or you're putting negative pebbles of the world's lies and Satan's lies in your life. Now, when you get more negative thoughts in your life than positive thoughts, the truth of God's word, and the scale tips like this, the negatives got the most, that's called depression. That's why you're depressed. You got to change it. Now, how do you change it? By putting pebbles of truth in your mind. And I'm not just talking about coming on Sunday. You feed your mind in the Word of God. You read it. You memorize it. You meditate it. You do the 40 days in the Word stuff we talked about. And you write little cards down and you memorize the Word of God and you write out affirmations based on the Word and you feed your mind. And the more you, every time you put these pebbles, suddenly the scales start tilting. And when you get here where they're equal and you have as many negative as you have positive, you know how you feel? You don't. You feel nothing. You say, I feel empty. I feel blah. Well, congratulations, you've moved from depression. Okay, you say, I don't feel anything. I'm not happy, but I'm just not sad anymore. Fine, you've moved to here. That's called blah. But the more you keep feeding your mind with the Word of God, that's a technical term, it's in the dictionary. The more you feed your mind with the world of God, all of a sudden, when you get like this, that's called happiness. And happiness is a choice. Don't blame anybody else for your unhappiness. You're as happy as you choose to think. You're as happy as you choose to believe. You're as happy as you choose to fill your mind with the right things. Philippians 4:8, here on the screen, up here. Dear brothers and sisters, let me say one more thing as I close this letter. Fix your thoughts. That means intentional. It's an intentional focus. Fix your thoughts. Fix your thoughts on what is true and honorable and right. You need to fill your mind with the truth, not lies. You need to fill your mind with what's honorable, with the right thing, not the wrong thing. Think about things that are pure and lovely and admirable. That doesn't sound like television. Not many admirable, pure, and lovely things on television. And you shouldn't be filling your mind with it. And you don't read everything just because it's popular. That's stupid. Yeah, you can clap for that. Go ahead. All right. Fix your thoughts on what's true and honorable and right. Think on things that are pure and lovely and admirable. Think about things that are excellent and worthy of praise. That means you get the garbage out of your life. You don't watch junk TV. There's some movies you don't go to, and there's a lot of books you just don't read because you think about things that are excellent and worthy of praise. Now, let me give you a suggestion on how to do this. Those of you who are interior decorators are going to hate me for this. Don't put stuff on your walls that doesn't inspire you. Don't put stuff on your walls that doesn't mean anything to you. Surround yourself visually and orally with things that create good memories, that tell you who you are and tell you whose you are. So you see it all the time. Put the Word of God on your walls. Put promises on the wall. Put beautiful sunsets on the wall. Put whatever inspires you. Put things that create the positive memories in your life to reinforce those things. The best of both worlds is to take a positive memory from your past and put a scripture on it. I was talking to Tom Wilson, the guy I work out with every day, and he was showing me that he grew up on a farm in Nebraska, and he took this beautiful picture of the pathway down from his old house, and at the bottom, he wrote a scripture on it. I will follow your paths, O Lord. That's combining a beautiful memory with the Word of God, and that double reinforces it in his mind. You can rewire your brain. You can. It's a choice. I can choose what I think about. I can choose my consciousness. Now, there's one more choice that I can make. And remember, the fifth card is the wild card. This is the wild card that can change the number and the suit, the color of every other card that I've been dealt. And the fifth choice that I can choose is this. I can choose Jesus as my Savior. And when I talk about Savior, I'm not just talking about saving you out of hell and into heaven. I'm not just talking about saving you from your sins and forgiving you. You ought to have done that. If you haven't done that, you need to settle that one today. That's the first thing. But I'm talking about letting Jesus be your Savior every day. This changes everything. Because when I choose Jesus as my Savior every day, I get the power to follow through on these choices. I can make these choices, but I'm not going to stick with them on willpower. I've got to make choices and then depend on Jesus to give me the power to do these things. I choose him as my Savior. And I say, Jesus, I need you to save me from my chemistry. I need you to save me from my physical, emotional, mental defects. I need your salvation in my heart, body, mind. Jesus, I need you to save my relationships. They're going south. I need you to save me to have healthy relationships, not hurtful, harmful ones. And Jesus, I need you to save me from my circumstances, from the problems, from the pressures, from the trauma, from the trouble. And Jesus, I need you to save my mind and help put a guard up there. Help me put on the helmet of salvation. What's a helmet for? To guard your mind so it's protected you from the thoughts that come in and influence because your mind controls your life. I need you to save me. Jesus, I need you to save me not from sin. I need you to save me from myself. The Bible says this on the screen. When someone becomes a Christian, he becomes a brand new person inside. He's not the same anymore. A new life has begun. It's like being born again. It's like starting over. That's a whole new identity. Now, you think that you're waiting on God to change something in your life? God, I've really wanted to be married. God, I've really wanted to get healthier. God, I've really wanted to have that job. God, all those things that you think you're waiting on God for, God says, I'm waiting on you to use the wild card I gave you. Because according to your faith, it will be done unto you. You get to choose. You get to choose how much I bless your life. And it is never too late to start over. Say, it's too late to change. No, it is not. It's too late. No, it is not. It is not. Now, when I choose, when I use the wild card that God has given me, and I choose to get healthier, and I choose to start risking healthy connections, and when I choose to trust God, no matter what the circumstances are, and when I choose to change the way I think, and when I choose Jesus as my Savior, he gives me a winning hand. Let's bow our heads. Now, I know you understand this. And I know that these principles will change your life. But only if you do something about it. If you walk out and say, well, that was a great message. That was one of Rick's better ones. It's not going to make any difference in your life. You got to start making the choices today, right now, this second. What are you going to do about what you've just heard? Pray this prayer. Dear God, there's some things in my hand that you've dealt me and that life has dealt me and that others have dealt me that I don't like. But I thank you for the wild card that you made me in your image. And I can make choices. So today, in your power and in your strength, I choose to get healthier. I choose to do the things that will give me more energy and a healthier body and a healthier mind and healthier emotions. You made my body, Lord. Now give me sense to heed your laws. And you think about what you need to do in a practical way to get healthy or healthier. Then say, Lord, I choose to build healthy relationships. I'm so scared to death, but I'm going to risk building some new healthy connections. There's no fear in love. Help me to get the focus off me and onto others. I want love to be my highest goal. I want to become a great lover. Jesus Christ, I want my heart to be filled with you by faith. And I want to be strong in love, and I want to be built on love. Dear God, I choose to trust you regardless of the circumstances. I will praise the Lord no matter what happens. I'm going to trust that every detail of my life is being worked out for good and for God. I want to be like Jesus. I want to see the original intended shape of my life in him. Dear God, thank you that I can choose, and I do choose what I think about. No more garbage in my mind. No more junk. No more pornography. No more gross stuff. I want to think on things that are lovely and pure and honest and true. Help me to fill my life with the positive memories that you've given me and the word of truth. I choose to think about what you want me to think about. Most of all, Jesus, I choose you as my Savior. And I need you to do more than save me from my sins. I need that. I need more than salvation into heaven. I need that. I need you to save me from myself. I need you to save me from all the things that have shaped me in the wrong ways. I need you to help me to rewire my mind, my body, my heart, my relationships, and every part of my body so that the best of my life is the rest of my life. And I pray this in the name of my Savior, Jesus. Amen.
You're listening to Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. If you'd like a copy of today's message, including portions we didn't have time for, or if you'd like to sign up for Rick's free Daily Hope email devotional, just go to PastorRick.com. That's PastorRick.com with two R's in the middle. You'll find this message and others along with more helpful resources. Do you have trouble losing weight and keeping it off? Many of us do. Maybe you eat and eat but never seem to feel truly satisfied. Well, instead of turning to food the next time that empty feeling comes around, why not turn to God's Word with the Daniel Plan 365-Day Devotional? It's packed with encouraging scripture passages, motivational tips, and special food for thought, along with a loving note from Rick Warren. The Daniel Plan 365-Day Devotional book helps strengthen your faith, which is essential to your health. Once you've begun doing the daily devotionals, you'll start to see that feeling of truly being full can only come from feasting on the Word of God. We'll send you the Daniel Plan 365-Day Devotional right away when you support Pastor Rick's Daily Hope with a financial gift. Go to PastorRick.com or call 800-600-5004. That's PastorRick.com with two R's in the middle. Or call 800-600-5004. And thanks for prayerfully considering making a financial gift to this ministry. Now here's Pastor Rick with a closing thought.
Thanks for listening today. I pray that our time together will be a spiritual blessing that makes you strong. And by the way, I'd love to hear from you. And if you got a little bit that you could send in to help us financially, to help us expand this ministry, I'd really appreciate it. I love you, I thank God for you, and I want you to join me next time as we continue to look into God's Word for our daily hope.
This program is sponsored by Daily Hope Ministries and your generous financial support.